Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits, just the bits. It's Morgan, and what I do is break down the Bobby Bones Show from this week. I share the best seven segments from 7 to 1 and let you listen to them in case you missed them or you just want to rehear them all over again. Is rehear a word? I don't know. That's a great question. But also make sure you check out Best Bits Part 1. I brought on Mike D. We shared movie reviews. We talked about life lately, his Titans and Cowboys game that he went to after I gifted him tickets, and our spicy Christmas exchange. So really fun stuff over there. Don't miss it. We're going to dive right into number 7. In the Millennial Movie Review, I reviewed the TV show ALF. I watched the first 10 episodes, and I gave my full review of it. Some of you appreciated it, some of you did not. I'll just put that out there right now, but make sure you listen to this, and you can check out some of the previous movie reviews on BobbyBones.com.
Number 7.
This is where we have Morgan watch a show that we used to watch when we were kids. Morgan, how old are you?
I am 29.
So we make her watch things like Seinfeld, which she only gave it a 2.5 out of 5. Mm. Back to the Future, she gave it a 4 out of 5. Wayne's World, 3.5 out of 5. So all we're doing is making her watch stuff we thought was cool just to see if it's still cool. So we made her watch ALF, which I loved ALF as a kid.
So good.
Yeah, you watched it, right?
Yeah.
ALF was the little creature from Melmac who liked to eat cats, and he lived with a family, and the whole time they didn't want me to know that they had ALF, which stands for
Alien life form.
That's it.
There you go.
Woo. Nice.
We got there.
Morgan, you watched ALF. How many episodes did you watch?
Yes, I watched 10 episodes.
And what platform is it on?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Did you have to pay for anything
Peacock.
Extra?
Peacock.
Okay, a Peacock. Okay.
It was a P.
I get confused too. Yes. What'd you think about ALF?
Well, I really liked it. I laughed a lot during the show. I thought the comedy was on par still today. Like, I still got a lot of joy out of watching it. And it was cool to see something that was obviously pretty ahead for its time doing like an alien creature. And he was really cute. ALF is a really cute little creature. But I have to say, it's as a superhero fan, it's hard to watch something that is so outdated as far as effects, and watching him like move around was not the same as watching like a Marvel show today.
Well, you know, there was a guy in that costume. There were no effects.
I know. It was weird. Like, it was so old. Like, just watching it was old. And, like, watching the spaceship come down, you could just tell how old the show was, if that makes any kind of sense.
The technology wasn't that good then, though.
Yeah.
But I don't even think they tried.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was meant to be corny, where, again, there was a little man in the costume. And then also the spaceship was just a bunch of lights, wasn't it, basically?
Yeah, and like it kind of, they made it look like something was happening.
So Gordon Shumway was ALF's real name, because Alien Life Form wasn't his name.
Right, right.
And before she gives us the review, that show was so popular in so many ways that for a while, ALF's done a couple different talk shows, meaning like late night talk shows.
He would show up.
I kind of
no,
remember
no, he would
that.
Host them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that there's been ALF cartoons. I mean, ALF has spun off in many ways. Morgan, what did you give ALF on the scale?
Because it made me laugh so many times, like actually out loud, I give it 3 out of 5 cats.
Mm.
Would he eat the cats on
TV? He'd always try and be like, oh. No, he would never. He never actually ate a cat. Okay. They never actually let him eat a cat because that would be mean. But he always loved to talk about how he liked to eat cats.
That's and he got funny. Suspected of eating the family cat a lot.
Mm-hmm. The guy who played Alf, who was inside the costume, died at 77 years old pretty recently. Was a really small guy. But I loved Alf. I thought it was so funny. Morgan gives it 3 out of 5.
Yep.
And it is on Peacock. If you want to watch it. Which, by the way, so is my show, Snake in the Grass.
Yes.
If you want to go watch Snake in the Grass, just go search on Peacock. I guess search for Snake. And I think it pops up. I don't know. All right, Morgan, thank you very much.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Everybody loves a good embarrassing story, and Bobby embarrassed himself recently in front of Lady A's Hillary Scott. It happened with dogs involved, and there was peeing, and there was just lots of things. And of course, Eddie shared some, and it was a fun segment to get secondhand embarrassment if you like that kind of thing.
Number 6.
I'm going to get into a story here where I was really embarrassed. This happened yesterday. And so I have 2 dogs. I have a bulldog. My wife and I do. It's an English bulldog. His name is Stanley, big fat boy. Stanley, we call him Fat Sajak, Fatness Everdeen, Obese Witherspoon. We call him Large Simpson, Tyler Blubbered.
You don't like those?
That's pretty good. The Simpson one was the best one.
Tyler Blubbered?
Oh, that's Tyler Hubbard.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know who that is.
Every Sunday is at the Church of Latter-day Saints. You know, it's just a...
Oh, man.
He's awesome. He's bouncing back from a leg surgery, and so I send him to the dog place now. He goes for an hour. He's just trying to get back and run with other dogs. And so I go and I pick him up and go back home, no problem. I go back later in the day for Eller. Eller's a rescue. When we rescued Eller, she was super aggressive. So much so we sent her to an aggression specialist. And she was like, there's nothing you can do for her. The aggression specialist was coming to our house and train Eller with us and try to train us. And they said, she's so aggressive, she'll never be able to live with Patrick Dempsey. And so we're like, they'll never be able to live together? And he says, no, she'll kill him. That is not the case. Eller's awesome. She is so loving now. She is needier for love than Stanley is. And it's just, we gave her, even though it was difficult at times, consistent love, consistent support, and just pure consistency, which she did not have. She's awesome. Now, that being said, I go to pick her up at like 5 o'clock because about twice a week she has so much energy. We send her up just to run with the other dogs. I go back in for the second time of the day. And I pick her up and I say, I'm here to get Eller. They say, okay, they go get Eller. And they're gone in the back. And all of a sudden the door ding ding opens and somebody comes in behind me. It's Hillary from Lady A, lead singer of Lady A.
Legit.
Who I think just as a person, love her. Just A plus. So she's so nice, super nice. We're just catching up and she gives me a big old hug and they're there to get their dog. And Eller comes in. And again, Eller so loving. She goes over to Hillary and Hillary pets her and goes, oh. And then Eller lays on her side immediately, wants her belly rubbed. And so Hillary's rubbing her. Then Eller gets up and pees right on her feet.
Oh, no.
She's so happy and excited that when she gets so excited, she just pees. And she just peed on Hillary from Lady A's feet.
Oh, does she have nice shoes on?
Well, I mean, she's Lady A. I assume she has nice shoes. I don't know.
I assume too.
I was just like, I'm so sorry.
And then you just bolt, right?
Well, I was like, I don't know what to say. I was like,
gotta go.
I'm so sorry. She gets way excited. And now she pees.
Oh,
and yeah, I said, any consolation? Good. She pees instead of bites. You know, back in the day. But and Hillary's so nice that she was like, it's okay, it's okay. And there's pee on the floor everywhere. And they were it was just a whole situation. And I was embarrassed.
That is embarrassing.
So I get home and I can't stop thinking about it. And so I just send Hillary a message. I said, hey, I'm really sorry my dog peed on you. I'll just read you what I said. I'm sorry my dog peed on you. I mean, this is somebody at Lady A. Which, it also shows she's going to pick up her own dog. They have
Which is crazy.
They have millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And she's picking up her own dog. That's how normal she is.
Yeah, have a handler.
I said, hey, I'm sorry my dog peed on you. It was great to see you. I'm a little embarrassed at that. She's done a lot of work and is so loving. From aggressive to now, well, instead of growling, she pees. And I did the teeth emoji. I said, I'm sorry. Then Hillary, 15 minutes later, replied and said, first of all, what an angel. She's getting such an amazing second life with you and your family. In the pee, don't think another thing about it. With 3 kids and a dog myself, not much phases me. My daughter thought it was hilarious. And after y'all left, she looked down and said, she happy peed in the shape of a shoe on your shoe. Ha ha. We had a great laugh. Love seeing you. Love getting to hug your neck, Hillary.
Oh, well, that's good.
She's so nice that even though she's like, Now I got to wash my shoes. Because you know, if it's a dog pees on you, it's never good.
Oh, I'd be upset.
I was so embarrassed. So that's my story. I was embarrassed. And I went home. And that's why I just was like, how do I even look at her next time she comes in? Luckily, she has dogs and kids, and I think that helps.
Oh, yeah.
If it had been somebody without a dog and random, it would have been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, with kids, you get peed on all the time. It's all good.
By the kids?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Even as they get older?
Oh. No, but you still deal with pee in different ways.
Oh. Yeah.
So we'll talk in a second to our listeners, our audience. Anything super embarrassing happened to you lately? Anything here on the show? Do you guys have anything? You have one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lunchbox, you said first. Go ahead.
So I was at the mall over the Christmas doing some shopping, and I'm headed to the restroom. And the guys is on the left, women's on the right. Dude in front of me starts to go right. Sir, men's over here. Sir, men's over here. He puts his hand on the door to open the women's door, and I grab him on the shoulder. I say, hey, man, the guy's just a chick with a dude here.
But why did you feel like it's your responsibility?
Right, because
you're protecting the women.
I don't know if they just didn't see it, and it was just like, he was walking really fast, you know, and he was in a hurry.
It was a woman with a short hair, dude.
And it was a woman with a short hair. And it's the mall, and it's Christmas time, so it's busy, so there's a lot of people by the bathroom.
That stinks. That does stink. I've done that before at Walmart. Sir, excuse me, sir. Sir. Oh, you're not a sir. Oh, God. Now, that I did bolt. That sucks. That's embarrassing.
And I just darted into the guy's bathroom, but I definitely grabbed the right shoulder.
I walked into the wrong bathroom at the airport a few weeks ago. Walked right in the woman's bathroom.
Oh, see? Oh.
And you start realizing there's no urinals quick.
I walked in and was the color scheme seems to be, oh my God, I just ran out.
Yeah.
Just ran out and went to a whole different bathroom. I didn't even go to the men right next to it, I just ran out. Eddie, anything happened to you?
Yeah, so my wife wanted me to take my son to school one morning, and they were having market days, which is a thing they do where like they make crafts and they sell them to the other kids in their class. She said, will you please go in and help him set up? And then he loves for you to stick around and kind of go buy, browse things with him to the other desks. I said, sure, no problem. So I helped him set up his little booth. And then the bell rang. And I'm like trying to put, he was doing little paper airplanes, and I'm putting them together. And then I look up, and there are no other parents there. Like, there were parents there when I got there helping their kids set up. But all the parents were gone. It was me, the teacher, and all the students. And the bell rang, and they were starting to do the Pledge of Allegiance. So I just joined the class. I was like,
No way.
Oh, dude.
That's awesome.
How do I get out of here?
Did you get at least a chocolate milk out of it?
No. I didn't stay. I did the Pledge of Allegiance. Then the teacher is like, okay, you can go now.
That's funny, dude. That's like Billy Madison.
I was so embarrassed.
Good one.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. With Morgan number two.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Kane Brown stopped by the studio this week. It's always fun to hear from him. He is a mega star and has so much going on, so we gotta catch up on life and hear from him. And everybody always loves a Kane Brown interview, so check it out right now.
Number 5, the Friday Morning Conversation with
Kane Brown.
Also, Caitlin Brown is here too. Caitlin, it's the first time you've actually been on the show as a guest, so thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Is it weird?
It's so weird.
Because when you walked in, and I mean, we've talked to you many times, but you were coming in as a guest and you're like, I don't know, I feel awkward.
Yeah, I feel a little out of place.
You could not be in a better place. Did you warm her up, Kane? What'd you tell her about us? Anything?
She's going to do great. She's very bubbly and a people person, so I'm more worried for myself.
About you here?
No, I'm joking.
Okay, I was going to say.
No. She has nothing to worry about.
Kane likes me being here because he's like, you can do all the talking.
Well, and by the way, wonderful. The song's wonderful between you guys.
Thank you.
And I remember the first time that I had seen you guys perform that song. I was just flipping through Instagram and I saw you guys do Thank God Together. And I immediately sent Kane a message. It was about you. And I was like, hey, tell her that I know that probably wasn't, not the singing part, but the getting up there for the first time part. Because you're not doing it in a bar for 11 people like a lot of people do at first. Mm-hmm. You're getting up to a sold out show with Kane. And I was like, just tell her we don't know each other super well, but I'm super proud of her because I know there was a lot of anxiety attached to that. And so it was so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I was absolutely terrified. I'm like nervous today. All this stuff is like so crazy and weird to me. You know, I'm usually mom and wife and at home, and I watched Kane do his thing. And it took a lot of courage to get up there. But in my like soul, I knew I would be so proud of myself if I was like, I did that. But there was like a lot of walking back and forth backstage. I'm going to throw up. I don't know if I can do this. You know, so.
Did you watch it back after you were finished? And then did you listen to it back? How did you, I don't want to say critique, but how did you accept your performance afterward?
I felt good. I mean, I was like really proud. I thought each night it would get easier. It didn't. leading up to Toronto, which was like the biggest show. And then like, I think it's more scary when you know people that are coming. So like he had a bunch of people from Nashville come. We had friends there. And I'd rather just like not know anybody in the room. Yeah. So just a lot of new firsts for me.
Does it excite you to the point where you want to do it more?
I feel like I need to take baby steps. I already struggle with like horrible anxiety as like a human. So I always told Kane, I'm like, whatever we do, let's do baby steps. You know what I mean? And like ease in it. But I feel like I'm in like the best position because if I don't want to do it, the show's still going to go on. So you know what I mean? So it's not like all the pressure is on me. So it's kind of like on my terms in a way.
Kane, the first time that, even before you performed it live, let's say you guys were talking about even doing the song, recording the song. What was that conversation like with her to even approach the idea of her singing on your record?
She was cool with singing on the record. I don't think she knew the size that the song was going to do, which I told her. I was like, it's going to be the biggest song on the album.
Did you know that it would be a single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, first off, she can sing her butt off. So, and the song, when I first heard it, it was just an amazing love song. It's not two different artists singing on it. It's husband and wife. So it just felt, I was like, this is going to be a smash. And my fans have been waiting on it. So I just knew.
When you sang it in studio, Caitlin, were you nervous?
Not too nervous. I love Dan Huff. I mean, I've known him now through Kane for years, and he's like one of my favorite people here in Nashville.
He's awesome. And the best producer professionally, but also like the warmest, most lovely man.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been super encouraging to me, and he always knew for the last year, I mean, 8-7 years that, you know, Kane's been working with him that I sang too. And he's like, when are we going to do this? So he was super encouraging and like really excited about it. So no, I wasn't nervous. I love the studio. Like the studio is like, I love to create. So I feel very comfortable there.
Let me ask you guys a question as a married couple, because it's something that a listener had asked us. They were having a birthday party for a 1-year-old, and the wife was like, we want to do a big birthday party. Have a big balloon deal. We're going to hire this person. We're going to do cake. And the husband's like, the baby's one. It's not going to remember anything. So, Caitlin, I'll start with you. A 1-year-old birthday party. Haven't experienced this yourself. What is your take and what you should do for a 1-year-old's birthday party?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I love to throw a party. So for Kingsley's first birthday, it was like over the top. I feel like a 1-year-old party is definitely like more for the adults. I'm celebrating my first year through motherhood with them. So it kind of turns into like an adult party. But it's about the pictures for me. I'm like, I just love to look back on like the moments and have tons of people there. And we went all out and I live for a party. So,
Kane, what do you think? What would you tell the listener? Maybe not even you guys, but the husband was like, I don't want to spend money on a 1-year-old's birthday party.
I would tell the husband that I was there at one point. And then she talked me into it. And after we did it, you know, you have the memories and the pictures, and it's definitely worth it. It's like a big, you know, it's a big moment for them.
In my house, I'll be gone a lot, and or I'll be working a lot, and sometimes I like to sit down and play Madden, and it's me playing Madden ends up being 3 or 4 hours. Caitlin, with Kane, are you ever like, are you going to get off the computer playing Call of Duty? Is that, does he play so much that you're like, how do you even play that long?
I mean, like every single day of my life, I think that. I'm wondering where he is, and he's either in the bathroom or playing video games. And I have no idea where he is half the time we're at home. I don't see him at home.
Sometimes my wife will record from four rooms over, and you'll hear me going, hey. And she's like, listen, I'm trying to watch something, and I hear you screaming. Is he a vocal video game player at all?
I feel like not during the day, but the times that I wouldn't want him to be, it is like at night when the kids are sleeping. And Kane built like his own little gaming room. It's really cute, like cozy little room. But it's down the hall from our girls' rooms, and it echoes. And if he leaves that door open and he's cursing in there, and I'm like, would you just shut up?
Mainly to 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Eddie and I were talking about. Like kids, it's crazy because I will get on, or I used to, I don't play with kids anymore that I don't know, anybody I don't know. But they get on and they say the most vulgar, like the mean, they would be, they just throw the N-word around like crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should, don't say that word. And also you're 8. And also, and I just throw my headphones off. Like, I shouldn't be here. The C word, they're saying all these words to me. And I'm like, as you're 8 years old.
Yeah.
Why is that your go-to when I hit a slant for 7 yards?
That's their that's their escape for cursing.
Do you play Roblox at all?
No, but I just did the concert series with them.
Meaning you played in the game?
Yeah, I got to do the virtual reality concert. It was cool. I felt really weird. I felt like it's like the Avatar thing where you put on the whole suit.
You played a show with that suit on?
Yeah.
Oh, that, but yes, I bet that would feel weird, but that seems cool.
It was cool. And it was cool to see, like, I had an avatar in the game, and I even, you know, downloaded Roblox and went and watched my own concert. It was a little different, but.
What did your avatar look like?
I didn't spend time making him. It was just, I guess they gave me the random one that you get when you buy the game.
Oh, so they didn't make a Kane Brown specific looking avatar for you?
Oh, you mean my actual?
Yeah, when you did the concert.
So it was just me. They did. They had like all the things on my face, and so like it was literally me standing up there. So I had my Roblox guy, and I went and jumped on my shoulder. Just kept jumping on my shoulder while I was performing.
And then the people that they know you're going to perform, they get in, they're in the game, and they just go and they have their headset on, and they just go to where you're performing. You can hear it.
Yeah.
That's can people go back and watch it now, or it had to be live?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, okay, because I was like, oh, my son's on Roblox all the time. He'd go.
Yeah, it was really cool.
He'd go to your show.
Kaylin, can I ask a couple questions about you? Are you cool? I know this is kind of a lot. We were like, hey, will you come to the interview with Kane?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Right outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And how did you end up in Tennessee, of all places?
Well, I met Kane along the way. And so he actually just moved up from Chattanooga not long before I moved up here when we started dating.
And what did you feel about the difference in moving from, and was it a rural part? Because when I do a show in Delaware, it's so close to Philly.
Yeah.
And there's definitely rural areas all around Philly. So were you from like the city or from right outside where it's
right outside
rural?
The city. There's like an area called, a lot of people know the King of Prussia Mall or Westchester. Those are more common. Maybe no one knows in this room, but it's like 30 minutes outside the city. I don't live anywhere in downtown Philly or anything like that. So like a suburb.
And when you moved to Tennessee, was it a big culture change for you?
No, it really isn't. You know, it actually reminds me a lot of Pennsylvania down here. And we live out in the woods too, and that's kind of how I grew up. And it's very similar.
Does it feel like home now?
It does, yeah.
It's not as cold though.
I love it. So, I mean, I don't know though. We've had like some really crazy weather.
Yeah,
so.
I hate cold weather.
Yeah.
And so, again, I'll just ask you this one final time. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you will do any more recording of music with Kane or just yourself in the future?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Truly, I haven't like planned anything. We haven't really talked. I mean, I guess we were like, we would love to do some more music together for sure. But we're kind of just taking it like day by day.
George and Tammy did a bunch of records, just those two?
No, I would love to have
I mean, a full record would be, would
we,
be super
we
cool.
We had so much fun. I mean, we really had, I feel like it brought like another bond in our relationship. And it's something that we both love. And, you know, I think we definitely will do something else, but who knows?
What's your singing background?
I've been singing since I was little. Music has always been like a huge part of my life. And that's actually how me and Kane even met each other, was just through mutual people that we were both working with in the music business. And so I've always been singing.
I was supposed to be in her music video the first time we were going to meet, but I had my first show that day. So I didn't meet her for a year later.
So, again, pardon me for being ignorant on this.
No,
but I think
fine.
It's also great because you were able to prioritize what you wanted to prioritize, meaning you were here, and I said, I know you from a few different things, from being local and having similar friends. And
yeah.
But I never knew you did music because I guess you just weren't like, look at me, I do music.
No.
But you're so good.
Thank
and now
you.
You're actually singing and you're forward facing with your music.
Yeah.
But I had no idea. Was that a dream of yours as a kid to be a singer?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what my dream technically was. I just knew that I loved music so much. And so before I met Kane, I was definitely like an artist and working on my own music and stuff like that. And then I kind of stepped back from it and I ended up finishing my degree. And you know, the music industry was kind of like jading me at the time. I was young. I was like 18, 19 years old. And, you know, I've been doing it since I was like six, you know, plays and auditions and singing here and doing that. And I took a break from it. And when I took a break from it, I realized it really wasn't about being like, look at me. I just liked to create. And so when I got in the studio with Kane, I was like, this is truly what I love doing. The performance side gives me a lot of freaking anxiety. I don't know if like I don't know how he does it. You know, that's so much pressure. But I do love music. It makes me happy. And so I kind of feel like I'm have the best of both worlds right now. It's like I can be mom and I can be wife and supportive of Kane, but I'm also now getting the opportunity to do something that I really enjoy doing as well.
Let me not dance around it here because I don't want people to think that. I think that it doesn't seem like you and Kane are together to make you a music career. It doesn't seem like that at all.
No.
And I think people could, if they are just like, oh, I wonder what's it, because it does seem like that at times with other people, or it seems like things are set up, or it seems like.
Totally.
It does not seem like that at all in the most complimentary way. And you're also awesome. And I'm like, it should have seemed like that. He should have been doing this earlier because she's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that was like this.
That
the
was
scary
a scary part
at the beginning. We were, because honestly, like fans, when I first said I was in a relationship, they didn't take it the right way.
Felt that.
And plus, she was a musician. So both of us wanted, you know, didn't want people to think that she was being like, yeah.
Yeah. That was probably the most scary part about putting a song out is people's like perception of it. And I kind of assumed that people would be like, oh, okay, now what?
Was there any time, and again, in a different level, my wife deals with this really bad. Where we've had literal stalkers and FBI. But was there ever a time where you're like, I'm not going to go check my DMs because at this little season, and I'm hoping it's out of it because you've killed it. And again, it's so authentic. And I think that's what's great about the song you guys are doing. It doesn't feel like Kane's forcing you down our throat. It feels like Kane's finally going, my wife's also awesome. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a time where you're like, you know, I can't read comments right now because we just put the song out and people are crushing?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, right now I don't have Instagram on my phone.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I just not because of like something in particular that happened, but I'm doing it more to just be present with my kids and my life. And I just see like it's very consuming and reading comments and stuff like that. And it can be negative. You know, there's so many good ones and you're always just searching for the one bad one. And I just don't think it's healthy. So I'll take like a good social media detox.
That's great. Mental health wise, that is so mature of you because I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. I'm like, let me get on. They must love me today. Oh, crap. They don't. They still don't. I bet today's the day they love me. Oh, they still don't. Well, again, all about this song. And I mean this as sincerely as possible. It just is. Obviously it's a good song and it's a good recorded song, but it doesn't feel like it's something that was manufactured and to get you a career. But my hope now is you're so good. And even I watched you sing and you're like, oh, I'm so anxious, but you crushed it, which is why I sent Kane a message. Like, I hope that you do more of this.
Thank you.
Especially because this is your love, and don't not do it because you're worried about other people's perceptions that you don't even know will never meet.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think we're just going to figure it out. And, you know, I would love to keep doing some music and stuff like that, but just trying to see where I'd fit in.
Family band.
Yeah.
Family band.
Oh, yeah.
Get the kids. Yeah.
Oh, God bless. Kingsley. So.
Kane and Caitlin Brown are here. I'll briefly mention this. Georgia won the national championship, which is great for you. It must be hard, though, being an Arkansas Razorback fan. I saw that somewhere online that you're an Arkansas Razorback fan because you were like, I love Arkansas. So to have Georgia win, even though you're an Arkansas fan, how did that feel?
It felt amazing.
Yeah.
Nah, honestly, that game was so sad. And I felt like the Ohio State-Georgia game was more of the national championship. But yeah, that was the best game Georgia's played all season.
Did you feel bad for TCU? Because I started to feel bad for TCU.
I did. Well, and then I felt bad for their quarterback because he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia came to play that day. And when they scored that touchdown, I think a lot of people missed it, but he looked back at the coach and did like this head shake, like, I'm shocked that we scored.
When the guy fell, TCU, the guy fell and he threw the bomb touchdowns, are you talking about?
Or the the quarterback ran it in. And so when he did, he looked back at the coach and was taking his helmet off and just shook his head like, damn, we made it in.
So if Georgia loses, which they've lost one game in 2 years, Caitlin, is it tough when Georgia loses? Is he, because I'm not good when Arkansas loses, so that's a lot. But is he not good?
No, it's not good. Like, I even have people say, like, I really am praying Georgia wins for you tonight just so, like, you and the family are okay.
No.
That sounded a little extreme.
My wife would say the same thing. The only time I have rage is when Arkansas loses. Like, I'm, like, pounding the couch and yelling.
Well, we just know Kane will just be, like, to himself the rest of the night. No one will talk to him. He won't want to eat. Like, he'll just be upset about it. So, it's taken
two-time
very...
national champions, guys. Yeah. Like, back-to-back in good years.
Are you an Eagles fan regionally? Is there anybody that you grew up loving?
No.
Cool.
No.
What about where you grew up, though?
Yeah.
Are you attached to, it doesn't have to be sports at all. Like, yeah. What about home? Is there where you're like, I'm a fan because I grew up around it?
The Phillies are a big thing. I grew up going with all my friends, family, Phillies games and stuff. I would say I have more attachment to Phillies than the Eagles, although most of my family wish I loved the Eagles as much. But, like, I'm not a huge sports person.
What about singers from Philadelphia?
Well, there's Pink. Jonas Brothers are close by. Christina Aguilera came from Pittsburgh. So I have, like, I am proud of my state for, like, the, you know, people that came out of there.
Hall and Oates?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, no, I was thinking... Jasmine Sullivan or Joss Stone, someone else that's really good. There's some good...
Rocky, that's what you meant.
Yeah, there you go.
Rocky, for sure.
Cool. There's some good people out of Philly.
Really, I just individually, Kane, you know, I'm a big fan of not just your music, and because I am, but I like how you approach this industry and being non-apologetic about being authentic all the time when it can sometimes be difficult. Because, I mean, I get it. It's tough. Like, yeah. I think you're a great example for a lot of people who are doing things in a slightly different way and are being told, hey, I don't think this is going to work, but they can see you do it this way and be successful. And I think it keeps a lot of people also being authentic. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for staying in that lane, even though you've become massively successful and you could have easily changed.
Yeah. Well,
so
thank you.
That's all. There's really nothing to say. And Caitlin, to you, I know this wasn't the easiest thing to do, but you're so good at it. And I hope it gets easier, and I hope you do more of it.
Thank you.
And, like, I'm personally requesting you do more of it.
Thank you.
So, just, I'm proud of you, and I hope you guys, just, it's going to be a number one song soon, I hope, and I imagine it will be, and, I don't know, you're going to Europe, and going to go see some stuff you haven't seen before, which is always super cool. That's one of the coolest things about me having any sort of success.
Yeah, last time I went to Europe, I didn't go out because she wasn't there, so I didn't want to see anything. I just saw that.
Sounds so depressing.
He's like, last time I went to Europe, I closed my eyes the whole time. I never even opened them.
No. I stayed in my room and played Xbox.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the Alpha Tower from my hotel window.
I feel like that's because he wanted to just play Xbox.
I was going to say, he can put the blame on me, but I think he just wanted to play video games. And that's his sweet way of saying it.
Kane and Caitlin Brown, thank you guys so much. Congratulations on everything, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. With Morgan, number two.
Coming in at that number four spot, Abby shared an update on her missed connection that she had in a shared Uber after Christmas, New Year's Eve time. And, well, a listener found him. And she sent him a message that Bobby wrote. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that all right there. And you're going to hear the segment and hear everything that happened in the update. Why Bobby wrote a message that she was now sending. Yeah, you can hear it all. It's right here.
Number four.
Abby, our phone screener, got an Uber. Wanted to save money. So you did Uber Share where they pick up somebody else too?
Yeah. So it's like half the price.
Were you in the car first?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so they go and they pick up somebody else and this good looking guy gets in.
Uh-huh.
And you're single?
Yes.
Do you flirt?
Probably a little, I would think. Yes.
How do you flirt?
How do I? I'm not very good at flirting, actually.
Do you say, hi, I'm Abby?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just asked, like, and I don't even remember where he flew in from. But I did ask him, and then I was like, oh, what do you do in town? And he said he's a musician, and
so Abby,
we basically just talk about music. I don't know.
Abby came on the show last week and said it happened. It was a misconnection. She really wants to find him. So our listeners, they did their thing. Now, the clues that you gave about him, the things that you knew were he was a musician.
Uh-huh.
He played bluegrass?
Yes.
What instrument? Fiddle. Okay.
Fiddle.
What do you look like? Have long hair, short hair?
Short hair, darker, dark hair.
Okay. Anything else that you said on the show?
I don't think so.
You said his name.
Yeah. Well, other than his name.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Yeah, that was a big detail. Reed.
Oh, and that his New Year's plans involved a toga.
A toga party, and then they were going to go out dancing. So I thought that sounded fun.
Are you embarrassed now?
I mean, just a little.
Has he messaged you?
No, he hasn't. And I looked in that hidden inbox, and I don't see anything.
Okay, because the caller said yesterday, look in your hidden inbox. Mm-hmm. Because he said to you he was going to send you an invite for later that night?
Yeah, because I watched him. No, I watched him do it, but I didn't have my phone out.
Oh, no.
So,
are you sure he did it? Are you sure he didn't do it? And then can you take it back?
Can you?
Can you unsend? Mike says yes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What do you know?
He would not have done that.
But you don't know him.
But I would say he would have never done it to begin with. I don't think you go through all the effort of sending and then unsending. You just don't send it to begin with.
Right. He didn't have to bring up sending me anything.
So out of nowhere, he's the one that brought up that you two should hang out.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, he was just talking about New Year's plans. He was like, what do you have planned? I was like, oh, I don't really know yet. What are you doing? He said what he's doing. I was like, ooh, that sounds fun. Okay. And he was like, well, I'll send you this in case you're interested or if you want to go.
Was it like he's playing and he wants you to pay a cover to get in?
No, it was like casual with all his friends. So it wasn't just him and I.
He was already inviting you to hang out with his friends?
Yeah, like a group of people. I don't think it's weird.
Do you think maybe Abby misread what he was saying? Like, maybe she wanted to hear all of this, and he was just like, yeah, I'm going with my friends, and he was just showing her what he was doing, not saying, I'm going to send it to you?
No.
But she saw him send it. Whatever it is, I don't know what that is. What's the invitation thing you claimed that he sent?
So, well, this was, like, the bar they were going to after the party, you know, so if I wanted to go out dancing. He was like, just let me know if you feel like it. But then I didn't even have any of his information because I didn't get it.
Because she definitely felt like it. She would have let him know, I'll be there waiting for you.
She'd have been waiting outside the party to begin with.
Looking in the
windows. She'd attract him like somebody walking out of the mall to their parking spot when you're trying to get that spot.
What? No, I would not.
I know, Abby. I'm just kidding, Abby. Okay, so we put all this on the air. Did you get a lot of responses?
No, not that many.
Because people couldn't find them?
I guess not, no. I got one, and she sent me his profile. It was like, is this him? I was like, oh, shoot, it is.
Oh, it is him?
I could tell by his picture, yeah. But he's on private, so I couldn't see any other pictures, but I could tell it was him.
She could tell by the jawline.
It is him.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I have not messaged him or anything because I didn't know what to do, and now I'm like, oh, he probably heard this, and it's all weird.
I'm going to tell you this. If he's a fiddle player in a bluegrass band, he did not hear this.
No, but if the person that found it, somehow maybe someone has sent it to him.
That's what I thought.
But even then, that's a great icebreaker, and you're going to know quickly or not whether he wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you open to letting us figure out what you sent him?
Well, I did a little digging, so there's a little something
to this. Oh, no, there's an update. Oh, no. Your tone is not good.
he's like married, right?
Well, I don't think he's married, but I think he is about 10 years younger than me. I thought he was my age.
What's wrong with that?
Who cares?
So what?
Hey, Kate Beckinsale. Pete Davidson, let's go.
That's right.
He's like a baby.
Wait.
How old are you?
32.
Okay, do you think he's 22 or is he like 24 or 25?
No, I think he's like 22.
Why not go out with him, though? Why not go out with him?
I don't know.
Why not say hello?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
What does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt anything.
Exactly. Don't shut doors to keep you out of places when you've never been there to begin with.
Oh, that's true.
And if you go and it doesn't work out, you have a story, you've learned something, you realize what you don't want, but maybe, just maybe, you guys can hang out in this crib.
Yeah. Got him.
Cradle robber.
Got him.
Okay. Good one.
That's okay, though. For sure. That's okay. Would you be open to the idea of us doing the communication for you?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well,
you take my phone.
Let's say we spin the wheel, we put our names on it. Whomever's name it lands on gets to write the message for you. If we promise not to say anything, it has to be cleared by the rest of the show. But they get to write it.
Oh, that's it. Okay, it's cleared.
Yeah, they can't be like, hey, here's, I want to see your DD on your mobile.
I've already started to cultivate something in my head.
You can't do that, but the person gets to write it for you. And if the rest of the show goes, haha, let's do it, we do it.
if you are serious about it and not doing it to just like,
well,
mess
you're worried
with
about
me.
Lunchbox, right?
Yes.
Okay, but he'll be on the wheel, but so will Amy, so will Eddie, so right. will
But
so
Abby, I want you to find your person because every guy that you run into is your person. So I hope this is it.
Mm-hmm. So we can even do a tournament coin flip.
Ooh!
Right now.
Oh, I like the wheel better.
So no wheel.
The wheel is more exciting.
That's fine. Just pick it now. If she's even agreeing,
I think
to this.
We should pick it now, and then later on hear what the person has written.
I mean, if we do wheel, I already got mine started.
Oh my.
Already?
Yeah, I've already started writing it.
Abby, it should be stated you don't have to even say yes to this.
Abby, you don't have to say yes. Please do, but you don't have to say yes.
I feel like I trust everybody in this room.
So it's 75% chance that it won't be Lunchbox. Okay, let's do first. The first one up, Lunchbox's heads, Amy's tails.
Okay.
Whomever it lands on moves to the next round.
Ooh.
Lunchbox's head, Amy's tails.
Oh, I'm heads?
Do you want to be tails?
No, I want to be heads.
What?
I just said that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Well, I was
Lunchbox's heads, Amy's tails.
Okay.
Heads.
Yes. Tails.
Oh, Lunchbox is
out. He's gone.
But but it's double elimination.
No, it's not. Amy moves on. Eddie, it's me versus you. Ready?
Okay, what am I?
Whatever you want.
Tails.
Okay.
Never fails.
Hold on, it fell through the crack.
Oh.
It is heads.
Oh, I'm out?
Yeah, if you want to see it, you
Dang
can.
It.
Amy, it's me versus you. Do you want heads or tails?
Tails.
It's heads.
Oh,
Bobby. So it's you. You're the writer.
So I'll be writing it for you, Abby.
So, Bobby, can I give you some notes?
Yeah, I'd love to have notes for everybody.
But okay, you got it.
Abby, okay with me writing it?
Yes.
And then you'll send it today.
We get to agree, right? Like, I get to hear it.
But you don't.
Oh,
but
dang.
The show gets to agree.
I don't get to?
You don't get to agree. Shoot. You get to hear it, but you don't get to agree.
Oh, gosh. I thought I
had that's the,
you already made your decision.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, Abby, we already know your creative control doesn't work.
It's true. Let someone else do it. That's right. Okay?
Dear fiddle player.
Cyrano de Bergerac. I will be the guy in the bush.
What?
What did he say?
I don't know.
Okay. So, Bergerac?
Is this the burning bush?
I don't know.
Different.
No,
did you hear what he said?
No, I didn't get it.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Don't know who that is.
Okay.
Did he say a name? Cyrano de back? Say it one more time.
Oh, is this someone that helped someone through a bush?
Because I can't even, whatever he says, I can't even Google it because I don't know what he's saying.
They were in the bush?
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Say no to Bergerac.
Cyrano! So he hid in the bush or hid behind things and told the good-looking guy what to say because the guy couldn't get the girl. But Cyrano was not physically impressive and couldn't get a girl, but he was wonderful with the language and knew what people wanted to hear. So what he would do is he would help the guy get
the... Oh, so this is like Hitch.
I'm Cyrano. Now, Abby, we don't know yet, so this is news to all of us. You sent the message... Has he responded?
Yeah, I sent it.
Did you say yeah?
Oh, no, I just said yes to I sent it.
Okay, you sent it.
he has not responded, and he has not even seen it. It still says sent.
Yes, but you will not know if he's seen it if he doesn't
accept
it. So he can actually see it.
Oh, he can see the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Not accept it, therefore you'll never see that he's seen it.
Oh.
But he also may not have seen it. He is private, and he has few followers, so I imagine he's not on Instagram a whole lot. But it is there. So right now the update is there is no update.
Yep, no update. Looks really funny. There's like 30 lines that I sent him.
You know what he's thinking? He logged into his Instagram. He's like, I thought I got rid of this girl in the Uber. Like with the fake invite.
I don't know that that's true. But okay, so the update is no update.
No update.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
A bit of a controversial one, and yes, that is a pun because this is the best bits. A controversial segment on the show this week because Lunchbox shared all the things he's going to write off on his taxes, and you guys either want him audited or want him kicked off the show. There was no in between, but he did share it just in case, honestly, I don't know why he shared it. I say that just in case, but I really don't know why he shared it because he might actually be audited now. There's a possibility, but this is what Lunchbox does with his taxes in case you want to feel related to. Maybe you do this. Hopefully you don't.
Number 3.
Lunchbox, I do want to talk to you for a second about taxes first of the year.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners want to know if you're still up to your, we say shenanigans, you say business plan.
Yeah.
Where, can you just share with anybody that's new how your last few years of tax refunds have gone?
Yeah, I get around $9,000, $10,000, $11,000 a year because I write off everything. My gas to work, I write off my clothes because I wear them to work. If I go on a trip.
I don't think you can just wear clothes to work and write it off.
Yeah, it's a business expense.
It's not.
Like when we go to iHeart.
Okay, that could possibly be different if you're buying it specifically for that, but you're not supposed to write anything off for work that you don't wear outside of work.
There's no way. He doesn't wear anything new to this studio.
No, it's all
it's the same hoodie every day. Go ahead.
Like if I go on a trip and then I come back and I share stories from that trip, guess what? Write it off.
That also is not a thing.
No, absolutely. It's a business trip.
No, it's not. You have to go primarily for the reason of business.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get content for the show. Like, I'm making stories, making memories.
If you're going on a vacation, the primary reason, I'm not arguing about this part. I'm sorry.
Like when I go travel to see my family for the holidays,
yeah,
write it off. Because guess what? We have a station in Austin. So, hey, that's a business trip. I meet listeners in the
mall. No, but do you go to the station?
I did.
When? What year?
No, I did this year.
To do what?
A Sore Losers podcast.
But that's for the podcast. It's not for the show.
But that's business. I when I'm out in public, I say hi to listeners. That's a work trip.
What's the most you ever got back?
Most I've ever got back is 15,000.
Wow.
A little over 15.
He gets about 10,000 bucks every year.
That's crazy.
Refunded to him.
It's great, guys. You should do your own taxes. You hiring someone is you're wasting your
but
own money.
What's crazy is every year, I mean, because he's worked on the show for years and years.
And
so he's made more.
About this.
Like his salary is clearly increased. And yet.
But when you have kids, they give money back too.
Okay, that
diapers,
I understand.
That's a write off. Daycare, that's a write off.
Is it? I don't know that.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I don't know.
Heck yeah, man. Child care, babysitter, write it off.
What? But how? Under what? Can you let me know what rule? I don't know. What rule?
Well, it's called child care. So you
I know what child care is.
Right. Like you hire a babysitter, right? Because I'm going to a concert. That's a work event. So the babysitter work is a work event. Boom, write it off.
But a concert is not a work event if you're going for your own personal enjoyment.
I am, but I'm also coming to report back to you hey, Stapleton sounded great last night. Or,
that's
you know.
Not enough just to say you come report back to me.
Wait,
you don't.
He learns about paying his kids.
Huh?
Wait, I don't know what that means either.
Well, you could.
Wait till I learn about that, apparently.
Yeah. Learn me right
well,
now.
Well, you can form. I mean, and I'm not an expert here.
Oh, boy, now he's taking. Amy's giving tax advice. Oh,
yeah, no. This is good. Oh, go, no. Amy, go.
You could form. You have a business, form your LLC, then you hire your kids for different things and
no.
You pay them.
No,
oh,
way.
I love it.
That's got to be illegal.
No,
good.
It's not.
That's good.
They have to be of age?
It's not illegal. No.
Yeah.
This just feels.
This is great. Amy, I got new things for 2023. Let me tell you.
I am obviously paraphrasing how that works.
Because we're in the new year and I've got to start getting my taxes together, but this is one I'm starting for next year.
But
like,
you have
gonna
to use your kids for some sort of work.
Yeah, clean the house.
No.
Clean your room.
Like, are they ever on your
yeah,
social?
Throw the laundry in the washing machine. Start the dishwasher. Just, that's work.
Just write say something about them yeah. right now and that would be them being a part
I reported all my kids. Wrote wow. them off.
Yeah.
So you're planning again to go with
all those situations. Mm-hmm. Pretty good, huh?
No.
Like if I buy listener, like if I'm out somewhere, like I'm at a bar, you know what I mean? And I see a listener, I buy the listener a drink.
When do you go to a bar anymore?
No. Well, if I'm at a restaurant, happy hour, whatever.
When do you go to happy hour?
Every once in a while.
Okay.
And I buy a listener a drink, that's a write-off.
Okay.
It is.
How much can I pay my child to work for my business?
Oh, no.
As long as they're doing legitimate work for your business, you can hire your child tax-free and pay each of them up to $12,000 per year tax-free.
Okay, but you pay them, but then how does that help your taxes?
Yeah, how does that help my taxes?
I don't know, but it's supposed to.
Okay.
Just trust me.
We're the worst.
I love it, man.
This is the opposite of Dave Ramsey.
We don't know. Nobody knows anything.
It's like, I don't know. It's supposed to, but I don't know.
Lottery ticket losses? Write it off.
No, that's not a loss.
Yeah, you can write off your gambling losses.
If your career is a gambler, if your professional career is like a sports handicapper.
Like if I go to Vegas and I lose a couple $100, write it off.
No. Jail. Will you please, when you go to jail, it'd be awesome if you did this.
I'll call in.
Well, you could, but just say hello to the Chrisleys.
Okay.
You know, while you're there. Because you'll be put in the same kind of place. What, Amy?
I don't know. Just a lot of people Google, can I put my 7-year-old on payroll?
Okay. We got to play this song. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry you had to hear this. Don't do anything we said. Bobby Bone Show.
Yeah.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Coming in at that number two spot, Bobby shared a really sweet story about Jake Owen. It had been years since this actual situation had happened, but the story itself is coming out after a restaurant owner shared what Jake Owen did for their family, and it's just super sweet. And Bobby wanted to make sure everybody heard this story about Jake Owen and how great of a guy he is.
Number two.
The restaurant here in town that's been open for just decades, and they finally closed because they wanted to retire. There's a whole story locally. And so they were doing kind of a newspaper digital tribute to this restaurant that's been such a big part of town. And they were interviewing Rose Arnold, who runs the restaurant, Arnold's Country Kitchen. Just talking to her about some of the great things that's happened. And there was a story that came out in it, and I'd never heard it before. And I thought I would share it. And she said several years ago, a family member with cancer needed to get to Minnesota quickly because they had a brain tumor. And she was nervous that if they flew, that would be bad for the brain tumor because it happened so quickly. And as she was talking about it to somebody in the restaurant, the article says, a customer interrupted and said, I'll get him there. And Arnold's relative arrived in Minnesota at the hospital the next day on Jake Owen's tour bus. And so I asked him about it. He's like, yeah. He'd never talked about it, but he said he heard her talking about how did they get him to Mayo Clinic. And Jake's like, you don't have to fly him. I'll just send my driver on tour bus, and it'll take 12 hours, but you can just sleep on the bus and arrive there.
Amazing.
And that's what he did.
That's really cool.
He just said, okay, the tour bus, just say where. And the family got on the bus, and it drove them up to Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And the guy's still alive.
Yeah.
And so
special story.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I posted it on my Instagram because I was like, I know he's not going to post this, even though it has now made the news because she was talking about it. I know he's not going to post it, but I thought that was such a cool story.
Because it happened a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened, I think 10 years ago or something.
Wow.
8 years, something like that. Wow. But Jake was just sitting in the restaurant and overheard it. And was like, hey, sorry to interrupt, but I can actually help you do this. I have a tour bus and the whole family can get on. You can go to sleep. It'll take a little bit, but you can sleep the whole night and you'll arrive there and not have to worry about flying. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And it's not even just that he just sent a tour bus. I mean, that's expensive. He paid for it. I mean, it's his driver, gas. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And for him just to go, hey, I got you. But that was awesome. It's a really cool story. And a lot of people were commenting on my Instagram too. They had no idea because it wasn't a shared story. So I just wanted to share that because I thought it was so cool of him to do that.
Yeah.
And obviously Jake and I are friends, but I didn't know that story. And I was like, hey dude, is this true? What if he'd been like, nah dude, don't.
Somebody made that up.
Made up.
So, that's a different Jake Owen.
So he told me the story about it after I had asked him and it was out there, but really cool. Just love to see that.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Coming in at that number one spot, it's mom confessions. This made us laugh out loud this week. You guys are hilarious, and you guys are actually geniuses. Between moms and dads, parent hacks, everything, I'm telling y'all, these confessions were amazing. And this is the one segment we do that kind of actually makes me want to have kids. You know, there's a lot of things parents tell me when they talk about kids, and I'm like, I don't know if I want them. But this segment made me want them because you guys are so clever and hilarious, and having little humans that you're kind of doing these things secretly around just cracks me up. So thank you guys for sharing and being willing to share these confessions, because it made all of our days in the studio. That's why it's at the number one spot. And you can relive them right now. If you already listen to it again. You'll laugh. If you haven't heard it, this is why. It's the number one segment.
number one.
We're doing mom confessions. I want to go to Savannah in Alabama, who is on the phone right now. Savannah, you're a mom. What would you like to confess?
When my son, he's five, is overly tired and I know he needs a nap and he's watching TV, I will change the language on the TV to make him think that he's just too tired to understand it. So when he wakes up after taking a nap, I change it back to English and he just thinks it's like, oh, I was tired. I should listen to mom more often.
Possibly the funniest call we've ever had.
Wow. Huh.
She's living in 2030, and we're over here in 2023, just next hanging level. Out. Yeah. So, can I ask you this question, just from one creative to another, Savannah? Did you come up with this yourself?
I actually saw it from a mom on TikTok.
Hilarious. Wow. She should be investigated, but that is amazing.
Wow. I wonder if there are long-term effects of this, like when the kid grows up.
What if he just knows Spanish, though? What if the effect is all of a sudden
only
he's
when
like,
he's tired, though.
He's like, oh, hola.
Or anytime he hears another language, suddenly he gets tired.
He gets tired, right?
Anytime someone speaks Spanish.
Amazing.
Savannah, that's funny. Thank you for calling and sharing that.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You too. That's one of the best calls we've ever had, yeah. Pound for pound. This is a voicemail we got about this. This is Alyssa from North Carolina.
When my 8-year-old daughter was younger, we would always go to a restaurant or somewhere that had a play place. And, of course, she would ask to go in the play place. And I always would tell her that we didn't get a ticket. We weren't chosen at the register to get a ticket, so she couldn't be admitted into the play place. As she's gotten older, she realized that was a lie and called me out on it, so it doesn't work now.
I like that
one. Dang.
Next level stuff, guys.
No ticket.
A lot of parents out there taking notes right now on their phone. Shelby in Massachusetts is on the phone. Hey, Shelby, we're doing mom confessions. You're a mom. What you got for us?
Oh, so I have teenagers, and normally I cut off their internet at night. Otherwise, they sneak the tablets in bed after I've gone to bed. So when I need some extra sleep or I need some time to myself, I cut the internet so they think it's as late as I say it is, and I change the times on the clock so that they don't think I'm lying, and I tell them that it's way past their bedtime.
Wow.
That's great.
This is wow. So much work.
A lot of effort.
They believe that? They believe all that, the time, the everything?
I have a 13-year-old. He hasn't caught on yet.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's a lot of effort, but so is getting some time to yourself when you have boys who never stop fighting.
I felt that. Shelby, thank you very much for the call. That's... That is a lot of work, but it sounds like it's worth it to her because that is very important to her that time. Let's go over and talk to Cynthia in Virginia. Cynthia, we're doing mom confessions. What do you want to say?
Oh, it's about 6 years ago. My kids were staying with their dad for the weekend, and I went on a trip, and I had to pee so bad, and there was nowhere to stop. So I used an empty Gatorade bottle, threw it in the back of the floorboard, and thought, all right, when I get home, I need to throw that in the trash. Totally forgot about it.
Oh,
the
no.
Next week, I'm driving my 6-year-old son to school,
oh, no.
And I hear him say, oh, mommy, I think this Gatorade went bad.
No. No, 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 no.
In my rearview mirror, and he has taken a sip of it.
Oh.
No.
It's terrible.
Okay, what is your reaction? Do you try not to laugh hysterically? Mm. What happens in the next 5 seconds after he says that?
I was mortified. It's hilarious now. I wanted to cry because I felt so bad. Now it's absolutely hilarious, and I make fun of him all the time because he's almost 13.
Hey, little pee drinker.
Oh, wow.
Remember that time?
But in that moment, do you tell him? Because I feel like that would send my kids so far in another direction that I'd be like, oh, yeah, looks like that's gone bad. No more sippies.
No, it was just like a year ago that I finally told him.
Oh, wow.
And he laughed. He thought it was funny. Oh. But yeah, no, at the time I could not. I wanted to cry.
All right, the date is January 10th, 2023. This is the day of the greatest phone calls in the history of the Bobby Bones Show.
Awesome.
Putting this down in my diary. Thank you for the call. Hope you have an awesome morning.
You guys do too. Thank you.
See you later. It's a voicemail from Jasmine in Utah.
So I am a new mom to an almost 1-year-old. I work full time. Sometimes I will take a day off and I still take him to the sitters. The sitter is my mom, and at times she will be like, oh, why don't you take a day off so that I can, you know, do this or do that? And I tell her, well, it's really hard for me to take days off at work. But once in a while I do that and I still take him to the sitter so that I can have a me day. Love the show.
Wow. People are working hard. You know what? You deserve a me day.
She like dresses for work and drops her kid off and then goes home.
Absolutely. She prepares a report just in case she gets questioned about it. Here's a voicemail from Claire in Conway, Arkansas.
They take about 90 to 95% of my kids' candy, like Halloween treats. And I work in a school. I have a treasure box, and I take all of it and put it in my treasure box at school. And when my kids ask me, "Mommy, Mommy, where's my candy?" I just pretend not to know what it is. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Wow. You like pretend to not know what it is.
I get the candy one.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I love sugar, you know? This is Rachel. Let's go talk to Rachel. Rachel, we're doing Mom Confessions. Thank you for calling the show. What would you like to say?
Hey, so this just happened over Christmas break, but we were at a big family gathering, and I needed to sneak off and go to the bathroom, so I grabbed my phone. I get in there, sitting there, and I realized that it was my daughter's phone, my 14-year-old daughter's phone. So I was like, oh, it's okay. I need to do an audit anyway. So I'm, like, looking through her texts and checking stuff. And all of a sudden, I get a FaceTime call from, like, this boy named Jackson. I'm, like, freaking out because I, like, don't know what to do. I don't really FaceTime a lot. So I'm trying to, like, decline the call. But I accidentally accept the call, like, while I'm in the bathroom. So I'm, like, freaking out. So I'm, like, this poor boy, I'm, like, trying to hit all these buttons. And so finally the call did go away. But I never did say anything to her. I just, like, went and put her phone back on the counter. And she hasn't said anything. And I don't know if this boy has said anything, like, if he's too traumatized or what. Yeah.
So Jackson saw you on the commode?
Yeah, pretty sure that happened.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for your vulnerability.
I'm mortified for her.
Thank you. I hope you have an awesome day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I don't know what to say except this has been a great segment.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. I'm just going to take one at random because they're all so good. Let's go to Amanda, who is listening to us in Oklahoma. Amanda, welcome to the Bobby Bone Show. What's going on?
Hey. I have a 4-year-old, and his bedtime's usually 9 o'clock. So on days that it's really rough, it's daylight savings time, so it gets dark early. The other night, I told him it was 9 o'clock when it was really 7 o'clock. He didn't have a clue, but I was really excited, rushing to get to bed, and he bought it. So
and with it being darker a little earlier, I bet you can get away with that.
Right.
Easy sell. Yeah, I mean, you can probably amplify the time change. When the time changes, you get an extra hour you can lie about as well. One more. Laurel in North Dakota. You were on the Bobby Bone Show. Laurel, go ahead.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old boy. And this happened about a couple years ago where they were both fighting each other. And my youngest son, he's bigger and he's got some bulk to him. And he kept hitting my oldest son, hitting him. And my oldest son finally, he kept complaining to me. And I was getting tired of hearing him complain. And I told him, I was like, just hit him back. I'm done. Just hit him back. Stick up for yourself. So he went and he hit him like on the shoulder back. And all of a sudden, my youngest clocked him back. And I was like, oh, great.
Like in the face?
Yeah.
Just wiped him out.
Yeah, it got worse.
Oh, gosh.
She turned her two sons into a bar brawl.
Yeah.
Inadvertently. They're busting pool sticks over each other's back.
Breaking
smashing
bottles.
Beer bottles over each other's heads. She's like, how did those get into play?
It's my bad.
Everybody, thank you for the calls. We really appreciate that.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. As always on the best bits, it's fun to be here and talk kind of with you guys. I know it sounds like I'm kind of talking at you, but I really enjoy talking to you guys and catching you guys up on all the things that are happening and also talking to one of my coworkers because we get to catch up on life and hear some fun things. And I hear it for the first time, just like you guys do. So what I'm saying is go check out part one with Mike D because it was a great one. Got a little emotional as it does. The Best Bits has slowly turned into Bobby Bones Show therapy. I think that might be the new name for it. I think it might need to be. But I love y'all so much. Have a fabulous weekend. I'm at Web Girl Morgan on all the things. Come hang out with me on there as well. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Uh-huh.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.